Hi there, I'm Pastor John, and I'm here today with a couple of friends. This is Ige, and this is Gilly, and I've asked them to join me here today because of what they represent in the scriptures. This weekend, being Palm Sunday, Gilly's going to get a little shy, but we look at Gilly the donkey and recognize that it was on a donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem when he made his entrance. Let me read from John chapter 12, starting at verse 12. It says, "The next day the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.' And Jesus found a donkey and sat on it, just as it was written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.' His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written down about him and had been done to him." This is an interesting scene in Jesus' life when we see the crowds coming around Jesus and this parade. You know, usually in the Gospels, Jesus is walking everywhere he goes, but on this occasion, he sits on a donkey and rides in. Another interesting thing is he usually, it seems a bit out of character for him to have this kind of attention drawn to himself. Before this, we see him telling people not to say that he was the Messiah, and we see him directing all the praise and thanks for the miracles that he's done to God the Father. So what makes this occasion so different? Well, one of the things is we can say that this happened to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9 that was talked about in John chapter 12 that I just read. It had to take place. It was part of the prophecy of the Messiah. Also, the king riding on a donkey was a symbol of peace and humility. It was a sign that things were well and that there were no problems in the kingdom. If a king wanted to show power and might, he would ride on a horse and it would lift him up higher than the crowds around him. But being on a donkey, he was down on a lower level. Here comes Jesus riding on the back of the donkey in this incident. And he's humble and he's peaceful. A lot has been written about the crowd's misunderstanding of the kingdom of Jesus and the kingdom that many thought he was bringing. A lot of people thought that he was coming to bring a messianic, a national kingdom where he would free Israel from the Roman oppressors and restore righteous, true and holy worship in the temple. But once again, Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus does the unexpected. Instead of coming to Jerusalem to raise up a rebellion, he comes to offer himself up as a sacrifice, as a perfect sacrifice that atones for the sins of the whole world, your sins and mine. And through this sacrifice, we are then able to have right relationship with God the Father. In Revelation chapter 19, we see Jesus riding again, but this time he's riding on a white horse, a war horse. And there's no mistaking who this is. His name is clear for all to see, the Word of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there's no mistaking his intentions as he rides. He is coming to once and for all put an end to evil. And he's coming to judge the world. For those of us who are in Christ, this is an exciting picture. For those who don't know Christ, those who have rejected him, this should be a dreadful picture. How is it for you? You know, as we ride through this life, we so often wish that we were on a tall white horse. We want to show the world that we're in control, that we're in charge. we want to seem like we have it all together. But for us as Christ followers, we're called to climb up on the back of the donkey and to ride next to Jesus in humility and in peace. We're called to serve rather than to be served. You know, I wonder if these days of the self-quarantine due to the COVID-19 virus, if God wants us to consider what we're riding upon. I was recently reminded of an article I once read some time ago. An article that was written by a pastor of a large church. He was a very successful man and had a very successful ministry. And he was going great, and he was a very type A personality. He was always go, 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 and do, do, do. And he took responsibility for every detail of the church. And then one day his life came crashing down. He had a major heart attack. And the doctor told him that he needed to take 3 months and do nothing. No stress, no work. And it was just driving him crazy. Until one day he felt the Spirit of God say to him, "Don't waste your heart attack." And he thought about that, and the Spirit continued speaking to his heart, saying, use this time to examine your life. Use this time to measure yourself against my standard of holiness that is seen in Jesus. Don't waste your heart attack. I would say to us today, don't waste this pandemic. Let's get down off of our high horse and let's take a seat next to Jesus on the back of the donkey. And let's follow him and as he leads us to do God's will. Friends, the time for a war horse is coming. And God will make it crystal clear when that time is at hand. Well, let's make sure that we're living in complete obedience today to all that God is calling us to do so that we can be ready when that time comes. I want to thank you for joining me for these short minutes, and I hope you're encouraged by this word. I'm Pastor John with Westside Community Church of the Nazarene in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Grace and peace to you all. And remember to love one another. Ready, Gilly? Let's go play some cribbage. Maybe you'll let me win.